So I'm with Rob Carr today after a 4-2 away defeat at Uxbridge. Rob, talk me through the game in your opinion today.
So I don't think we started too well today, unfortunately. I think the first half we were second to a lot, especially sort of in our defensive third. We were against a little bit of a wind, and the heat obviously played a big part for obviously both sides, but I think they dealt with it a little bit better in terms of keeping the ball. Second half, though, I thought we started really strongly. We changed our formation sort of halfway through, which helped, made a couple of changes at half-time. And I think we looked dangerous, but we just needed to start with that mentality and start with that sort of eagerness to get forward and get some goals.
You say obviously the second half was better. Looked like a mini comeback might be on the cards. Suddenly you're 3-0 down and then sort of you pegged your way back to 3-1 and then 3-2, and you must have been thinking that, as I say, a comeback was on the cards.
Yeah, definitely. No, mentally, for Uxbridge, I think conceding two goals in quite quick concession, I think it's difficult for them to then push on. So they were getting deeper and deeper, and then for us it was just a something to push on with the change of formation. I think that helped. There was little pockets of space happening for myself and Chalky and Hawley to pick it up in the middle, and then we did create chances, but we've just got to be ruthless in front of goal.
Yeah, and you say you created some chances. You created a lot of chances in that second half, Rob, but it just looked as though maybe yourself and the team just lacked that clinical edge to put them away. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's difficult. You know, we have created chances, and really, if you look at the chances created, we could have had really four or five. They weren't just, you know, half chances. If, you know, one or two touches were a little bit better, we should have got shots away. It's more inside the box, to be honest, and making the right decisions, sharper. I know we do a lot of it in training, and I'm sure we'll do more of it in the weeks to come, and hopefully that will just help us, you know, with our sharpness in front of goal.
Obviously, you say the change of formation helped yourself. It certainly looked as though you ended up with more of the ball in the second half. And then we can't skip by, obviously, without talking about your goal. You know, it come from a decent run down the right-hand side and you've cut in. You've got to be pleased with that.
Yeah. It's nice to get off the mark in the league in terms of goals. And the report on the lad, the left-back, was saying, you know, doesn't like players going inside. So I thought, well, you know, left foot, cut inside, which is what I did a couple of times. And then this one, sort of, how many yards out, 25 yards, something like that. Hit it quite sweet off the post. I think before that I had a chance to shoot and I passed it, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to be clinical, I'm going to take it on myself, which is what I did. And yeah, like I say, pleased to get off the mark.
And you looked, I see you went down a couple of times at the end. You looked as though you had a treatment and maybe got a little ankle knock. Is anything serious in that at all?
Nah, it's just a knock, to be honest. I think it was me and the right back went for a ball, and he's just followed through and hit the bottom of my foot. You know, it's just an impact one.
I suppose attention's turned to the FA Cup, and you must be quite excited with that.
Yeah, definitely. FA Cups are always big games, and it's nice to sort of take the pressure off of the league games and get a little bit of a run in the Cup, which would be great financially and a bit of a buzz around the club.
Well, Rob, best of luck for next Saturday, and commiserations for today.
Cheers, mate.